Toronto will host three Canadian World Cup qualifying matches in September and October. BMO Field will be the site for Canadian men's games against Honduras on September 2, El Salvador on September 8 and Panama on October 13. Canada has not played at home since October 15, 2019, when it defeated the U.S. 2-0 in CONCACAF Nations League play. It has played 15 matches on the road since, including 11 this year. The September and October matches mark the start of play in the final round of CONCACAF World Cup qualifying. The 70th-ranked Canadian men will play 14 matches through March 2022 in the so-called octagonal, with home and away dates with number 11 Mexico, the 20th-ranked U.S., number 45 Jamaica, number 50 Costa Rica, number 67 Honduras, number 69 El Salvador and number 78 Panama. The top three finishers will book their ticket to Qatar in 2022 while the fourth-place team takes part in an intercontinental playoff in June 2022 to see who joins them. It's the first time Canada has reached the final round of qualifying in the region, which covers North and Central America and the Caribbean, since 1997. Canada's lone visit to the World Cup was in 1986. Canada Soccer says the number of fans allowed at BMO Field will depend on local government and health authorities. We've shown in recent times that we are ready to have a real push for the FIFA World Cup Qatar 2022, Canada coach John Herdman said in a statement. With the fans behind us at home, it will bring us to another level. Canada will play 8 of its 14 octagonal round matches this fall. 3 in September, 3 in October, and 2 in November. There will be 3 more matches in January, February and 3 more in March. The Canadian men are scheduled to play the U.S. on September 5 in Nashville. They have away matches against Mexico on October 7 in Azteca Stadium in Mexico City and Jamaica on October 10 at National Stadium in Kingston before the October 13 Panama game in Toronto. In November, Canada hosts Costa Rica and Mexico, part of a record 19-match year. Canada Soccer says venues for those games will be announced at a later date. Canada is 9-2-0 so far this year, with the lone losses to the U.S. and Mexico at the recent Gold Cup. The Canadians have already scored 42 goals, a national record for a single year to reach the final round. Canada topped a first-round group that included Aruba, Bermuda, the Cayman Islands and Suriname before dispatching Haiti in a two-legged second-round series. The last qualification process in June, against Haiti, was really important for this group of men to build a resilience and camaraderie in games where you knew if you slipped up, our FIFA World Cup dream would have been up in smoke, said Herdman. That sort of pressure, the expectation, scrutiny and consequences has just hardened the group. With those moments, confidence has grown and in the CONCACAF Gold Cup it continued to build. Canada has used 31 different players in its 11 internationals this year. 9 of those players made their senior debuts, including rising star Tejon Buchanan. 15 different players have scored for Canada in 2021, including Sile Lauren, who has a Canadian record 10 goals in 9 matches in 2021. Follow at Neil M. Davidson on Twitter. This report by the Canadian Press was first published August 9, 2021. Neil Davidson, the Canadian Press.